TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Itikwini Municipality has been accused of falling behind on its service delivery commitments.
The city fails to get through spells of darkness. This over and above the shadows of non-functional streetlights, refuse heaps up and law enforcement have their hands full.
Ward 97 councillor Andre Bietger criticised the metro during an Exco meeting in Durban yesterday. He also raised concerns about the city's capital and maintenance expenditure.
Cash on hand sits at a mere 25 days. Water losses are now at 59%, up from 53% in June, almost double the high end of the benchmark. Electricity at 11.25%, also above the benchmark. Debt is up to 35.5 billion. And collections are at 93%, thus contributing to further inflating the debtors.
But Mayor Cyril Qaba has dismissed the claim, saying the councillor hasn't looked at the full picture.
He knows very well that that is not true, and we're working very hard to ensure that we keep our city clean, and that has been acknowledged by many people, including people who are even not from this city. He says the robots are not working. He knows that very well, that there's not a single robot that I've seen, for example, that is not working. Any robot that is not working, please, we are available, just report that to us and we'll attend to it.
Now, if you or someone you know is a social grant beneficiary, SASSA has issued an important reminder. You have until the end of next month to replace your gold card with the new Postbank Black Card. The old ones are being phased out and will stop working from March. The Communication and Digital Technologies Portfolio Committee addressed Parliament yesterday. Chairperson Kusela Sangoni Diko says the new cards have improved security features.
As a committee, we join government in calling on all SASSA beneficiaries who still have gold cards to ensure that they replace these with black cards by the 28th of February 2025 at various distribution sites across the country. These are more than 200 sites, which include the retailers that SASSA beneficiaries use, amongst them Boxer, ShopRite, Usave, Pick and Pay, and ShopRite.
And Israel's freed 110 Palestinian prisoners after Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages and 5 Thai nationals. It's part of an agreement between the two sides for a truce in Gaza, which came into effect nearly 2 weeks ago. Crowds cheered as buses carrying some of the Palestinians arrived in the West Bank. Meanwhile, the Red Cross, which facilitated the transfers, has called for improvements in the security of prisoner swaps after chaotic scenes early in the day. 2 Israeli hostages were swarmed by crowds as they were handed over to the humanitarian group in Gaza. Enat Yahin is with the Hostages and Missing Families Forum.
Everything can go wrong until the last moment, and I think that the aggressive and very violent nature of the transfer is really harming them.
Back home, the SA Weather Service has issued a level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms across most parts of the KZN interior. We can expect damaging winds, hail and localised flooding in informal and formal settlements today. Durban's going up to a high of 31 degrees, Maritzburg 33, Richards Bay 35. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.